All right. Is anybody, audio is working? I think it sounds like it. All right. Everybody fully awake now? You got one session under your belt? No, nobody's allowed to use as an excuse that I'm having a hard time after the AvPoint party. You got to be fully attentive. This is going to be a racing through lots of really great stuff that we're doing for SharePoint Mobile. My name is Mark Cashman. I'm a senior product manager. I'm on the SharePoint team, and I focus on two things, SharePoint Online and SharePoint Mobile. And everything you're seeing here is a combination of the two, because we're running against SharePoint Online through the new SharePoint model, mobile apps, and also showing you what we've been doing from a browser perspective for mobile. So let's get into it. I always like to be easy to find, easy to get a hold of. So from a Twitter perspective, I'm just at mcashman, and email if you have questions. Certainly if you have them, come find me in the booth. We're down there most of the week. I'm just mcashman@microsoft.com, so it should be pretty easy to find. So, holistically, thinking in terms of your own mobile use, what device do you have? Do you have more than one device? Obviously, you have lots of friends, and they've got different devices. When you're thinking about working in a company, there's going to be a broad range of bring your own devices, or you have a device assigned to you. And from a SharePoint perspective, we want you to have to think less about it. It has to be a specific thing that Microsoft mandates. That's not good business from our perspective. So we want you to be able to have whatever device you have. And from a trend perspective, there's a ton of people with smartphones out there. From a smartphone perspective, the trend they're seeing by 2016 is 350 million of those devices, whether they're smart or not. But certainly if they have internet connectivity, through a browser, the ability to load an app like ours, a lot of those are being used at work. And some of them are again, being given to end users, and some of those are, of course, bring your own devices, and IT's having to work through that, and we're wanting to be friendly to everybody, both IT and, of course, to the end user. From a people perspective, people are being a lot more social. There's a huge uptick, obviously, in a lot of the external services like Facebook and Ping and things that don't look like they're spelled right, but they sound cool. We're also transitioning to do that, you know, a lot more significantly in SharePoint. You saw in the keynote yesterday a lot of the activity around Yammer, a lot of the activity around SharePoint, and how you can do a lot of social activities. It might just be letting everybody know that you're meeting with a client and you're expecting to have a big sale next Friday. Or you posted a new document and you want people to be able to consume it. Or you just have a thought that, hey, we think as a company we should be doing X, Y, or Z, and wanting to share that, get feedback on it, and have that actually be a new way of working, or the way that we like to think of it in SharePoint, is an additional way of working. So finding people, conversing with them, especially people who are very disparate or even just down the hallway, keeping track in more of a proactive way. Thank you. Obviously, social has a big part to play there. And we take a lot of the same paradigms of Facebook, but we apply it to how you would do that pervasively across all of SharePoint. So as more and more people are doing that, we want to obviously enable it. And certainly keep that train going, because we think it makes people productive as well. And from the perspective of moving to the cloud, where it's kind of fun, at least from a SharePoint team perspective, being both SharePoint Online and SharePoint Mobile, as people move to the cloud, we don't want the mobility or the things that they want to be more mobile to be a blocker of whether they would move to SharePoint Online or not. So everything that I'm showing you is running off of SharePoint Online, but it's very applicable to SharePoint on-premises as well. So from a big trend perspective, hopefully you get a sense of why we're doing this, and we'll get into then the what are we doing. So when we think of SharePoint Mobile, we think of it in three different ways. The last two are very similar but very distinct on the devices that they're on. So we've always had the ability to connect to a SharePoint site on a mobile device, but it's been an experience, or if you have X or Y, it's better. You know, when iOS 5 came out, they've made some improvements from the Apple perspective. But until then, anything that required an ActiveX control didn't work very well, which basically means you can't edit anything in SharePoint. So if you tried to edit anything in a SharePoint site through an iPad on the native Safari browser, you pretty much were then going to your other device. Granted, you know, these still may be companion devices, they may be primary devices, but nonetheless, we want to treat them as top tier, first tier, for how SharePoint connects to it. So mobile browsers are pretty important to us. They are going to be the thing that you natively have without having to go get an app, or you have it before an app is developed for that specific platform. Pretty much everything has a browser, and we want that experience to be good, not to just access the site, but to actually access it in a touch-optimized way. So there's a lot of focus on which device you're on, us being able to detect that, or you being able to tell us so you have that best experience. A lot of the fun new stuff that we'll show and demonstrate through lots of different devices are the native apps that we're building, and we're focusing on Windows 8, Windows Phone, which is 7.5 or 8, and iOS, which is both iPhone and iPad. And you're going to see most of all of that, and we'll hint at a little bit about where we're at with one of them. And then lastly is what's now in market. Is there anybody out there that has a Windows Phone or is thinking about one? And if there's not a lot of hands, don't be shy. You'll be converted at some point. They're great, but if you have one, you may not know that you have full Office in your pocket. And the demo that I'm going to show you is a pretty light one because we're going to run out of time showing you our apps that we've built from a SharePoint team perspective. But we work directly with the what used to be called SharePoint Workspace Mobile in previous releases, now is really just an embedded experience in the Office Hub in a pivot that we call Places. But Places do mean more than SharePoint. Places mean SkyDrive. They mean now SkyDrive Pro, and they will mean team sites and document libraries that you're trying to access. So the Office Hub is in market. Congratulations to the mobile team. They really do have, I think, a great set of phones out there and a lot of things that they're working on. We work very closely with that team because we ship with them. So there is a part of SharePoint Mobile that's already in market, and we'll take a look at that. So holistically, hopefully I didn't miss anything, but this is really what we think of when we think of SharePoint Mobile. So the first thing that I want to focus on is mobile browsers. And when we say mobile browsers, we really mean mobile browsers. This could be an Android device. It could be an iPhone. It could be an iPad. It could be an Android Slate. It could be a new Surface. It could be a regular PC, Mac, or a regular laptop. But really just accessing it through the browser. Some of those are obvious. You know, you're working on your PC or your Mac. Those are very robust browsers. But we do include those because there is a known experience on them, and we want to optimize for them. But as you start to get to smaller screens or smaller devices, some of the things that we need to focus on is, what's your input device? Does anybody have a finger? Yes, we all have at least one, hopefully. But if you're using, on some new devices, you can now use the tip of a banana. You could use your elbow. You could use, you know, a number of different input devices, including pens. But certainly from a finger perspective, or what we're focusing on, touch. Because the world, of course, is very much focused on touch. The targets are very important in how you access SharePoint. And there's some really specific sites that we have that a lot of people will have when you're invested in SharePoint. Your My Site, your personal site, and the document library on there, which we now call SkyDrive Pro, and how you work with your newsfeed. We're very aware that when you click into the text box and you start typing on screen, what happens to the screen so you can see the text box? You know, can you hit that finger, you know, can you hit your finger accurately so you're not having to either always zoom in or when you touch it, you're touching the wrong thing. But that's very much what we focused on in SharePoint 2013 that translates to the cloud, is just this new user experience. And a lot of the focus, of course, was, for touch devices. The final thing that's just, you know, as you're working with SharePoint, you obviously are going to go beyond just the one link or the, a graphic or a button that somebody's built. You're going to get to a native list or a native library, and being able to hit the metadata and be able to filter down and go through there. We also paid attention to what that experience is going to be. And of course, newly in market and soon to be in market with SharePoint Online, we are always open to feedback, but we're really excited to go this direction from a mobile browser perspective. Just to give you a little look for some things that are what you might first experience when you're looking on a mobile device, is what does it look like when you're using, in SharePoint 2010, the mobile view? Pretty good, okay. You know, some sites, if they're really complex, depending on what your device they're on, it was really hard, you know, and how it rendered. Or even if it rendered okay, it's still the full site, so you always had to zoom in or pan and shuffle all around. And depending on what activity you want, you don't always need to see the page for as it was designed for the desktop. So when you look from right to left, now in the middle, if you go into what is a SharePoint 2013 mobile page, some of it we optimize for if you're on a phone, we can detect that, and also show you a view that really just focuses on the content. So you'll see where I can have a one click to a calendar, to documents, to the news feed. But there also might be on this page, if I was on a regular device, a big image, a big graphic, maybe even a JavaScript thing that whizzles and swivels. But in a mobile view, we're going to show you an optimized way to get to the content. But if you want to switch over, and what you can see here is this little gear switch, if I click into that, I can always switch over to what we call desktop mode. and really see for the page the way that was originally designed for a full, rich experience, which, again, may be good and bad depending on what you're trying to do. The good of it is you can access it, so you can zoom and pinch and see the widgety thing that somebody built, or you can, if you really want to work with it more like an app but within the browser, taking advantage of some of the HTML5 spec to be able to navigate more like an app, less like a website. So that is phone browser experience, and if you were to only look at SharePoint 2013 across different views, what would that look like? So again, going left to right is site navigation. If you're navigating through multiple sites, and this is just looking at that navigation. From a document library, when you drill into a specific document library, of course, you would expect to see either folders or documents. And of course, this is a touch-optimized way to view that, but not to a limit of being able to not read it and, of course, to be able to touch it. We have started to optimize some things you can do around the timeline. So if you've been playing with SharePoint or SharePoint Online, the way that you can build out tasks and have it populate a timeline just looks really nice, and we don't want to lose that experience from being able to pan and zoom around on the timeline, but also just to be able to navigate through your tasks to not lose the experience. If you create a new task, we've optimized the form for that entry of a new item. And in the right-hand side, you'll just see that just another part of that form, so you can see that it's a big save button or cancel if you've decided not to do that. So hopefully, effectively moving to the right machine right off the bat is our first device. And upside down. This is an Android device, and I'll let it warm up just a little bit. But what you're looking at here, and I'll sort of set up a little bit before I drill into a little bit on what you're seeing, is what we're navigating through is just a demo tenancy that's set up in SharePoint Online. It's got a number of different personas, about 24 people, and we're really going to focus on two, me, or what I like to refer to as Other Mark. Do we have any Fringe fans? And if I'm reusing the joke that I used earlier, if you're a Fringe fan, there's a whole concept of another universe. And since I've been demoing Other Mark for a few weeks now, or a few months now, I like to think of him as good Other Mark. So you'll see Other Mark, and you'll see Zarinka. So Zarinka is another persona, and she is our Apple person when we show some of the things on iPad and iPhone. And I'm focusing on PC just so that Steve Ballmer doesn't get too upset with me. But also, we're starting with Android, so I'm cross-platform. So this is full desktop mode that you're seeing here. And if I zoom in, you'll see there's my picture, there's navigation. This is the news feed. If I wanted to go to see my SkyDrive Pro, I can go to the SkyDrive Pro. And it's friendly information now to let me know we're working on it. Hopefully our wireless is not going to crop out on me. But where I would like to go is to this other page, if we can get that one loaded. Let's start back fresh. All right, we're going to switch over. This is actually the only device that we're going to show from a browser perspective. I'm going to cancel out of that. Come on, connectivity. I'm just going to check another phone while that's struggling over there, just to see if we've got connectivity still. Here it comes, struggling through. Oh. Okay, let's move on. So we had some screenshots. You get a sense of what a mobile browser looks like. And let me switch over, and we'll keep plugging away. I will keep working on that, sort of looking over my shoulder and seeing if we can come back. But we're going to switch to some of the fun stuff. So talking about the SharePoint newsfeed app, you saw one in the keynote yesterday. You saw Jeff Teeper on an HTC 8X, and he showed you what that Windows Phone SharePoint newsfeed app looked like. And we're going to show you across multiple devices, I hope. So just to share a little bit about what we're doing here is the newsfeed app, and again, in the same paradigm of how you would use a Facebook app or another social app, this is connecting you to that social fabric that we have running in SharePoint Online or SharePoint on-premises. And the access is your personal access to people that you're following, people that are following you, so you can see who they are and access their information either from a feed perspective or to be able to see what their email address is or what their phone number is. But it really helps you navigate through that information for existing discussions or discussions that you want to start. So if you wanted to start a new post, you can capture information in the form of pictures. You can of course, publish hyperlinks, hashtags, at mentions. And for anybody that you've chosen to follow, that will automatically be present on the phone. So when we go and take a look at this on Windows 8, this is the one where I'm actually going to show you just the screenshot. That was one thing that is in a very early alpha stage. And I can show you the icon on Windows 8, but launching it, we're still at a phase where we're just having a few issues. But from a design perspective, it's going to look very similar to what you saw in the keynote yesterday, because the Windows 8 app team is working with the Yammer team. So the design paradigms are very similar. So what you're seeing here, I'll be very transparent, is a mock-up. But with intent is the ability to see the conversations, those are the individual boxes, and to be able to navigate through either everybody that you're following, everyone in the company, just the people that you're following, or if you're also following news feeds that are coming off of team sites, being able to click on marketing team or road warriors will filter down the data just to show you the feeds from that specific project site. But when you actually see the rendering of a conversation, you'll see that 20 people liked it. You can click like. You can see who's posting it. You could go to see more of their feed. If I clicked on Jim's face, that would take me to his feed and status post. And when you have replies, you'll see that there's a distinct user interface that shows you, obviously, the last reply. If there were multiple replies, like there are three, when you click into that, you would see the screen shift, and then you would see that the three or four or however many replies, and you can just scroll through them. Of course, from Windows 8, you can post, depending on the PC that you have. You could do a front-facing camera, a forward-facing camera, or a back-facing camera. And of course, you could add in links and do exactly what you would expect with SharePoint data. So I'm going to move on from Windows 8, and so this is what it looks like when you're in a conversation. And here's, if I wanted to add to the conversation, I could. I could click reply to the main conversation over here, or I could reply to a portion of the conversation, or like any level of the conversation. So two views on what we had hoped to show you with live code today, but we are working on it, and it will get out into the market at the same time when we release the other apps. Switching gears from Windows 8 to Windows Phone, I have to switch gears to my laptop and get a little bit connected and launch a program. So I apologize for the pause here. And it would help to see have the plug plugged in. I apologize. There are a lot of devices up here, and we're getting there. Okay. So real quickly, when you look at the Windows Phone, these are just a couple of screenshots just to tease out what I'm about to show you. But we'll have the concept of a Mi Pivot, where you would be able to see and access your SkyDrive Pro in terms of navigating to the SkyDrive Pro folder. Oh, it's not screen. It's not showing. Oh, I switched over, and I'm still on PowerPoint. I apologize. Thanks. So I would have the ability to obviously see the social feed that we've been talking about. I also have the ability when I pivot on me to view the people that I'm following, to also have access to SkyDrive Pro. So if I clicked on SkyDrive, the paradigm, because we're working across devices and different operating systems offer us the ability to do different things, when I click on SkyDrive here, it actually will take me over to the Office Hub that will then be able to navigate documents that I have in my SkyDrive Pro from the way that the Office Hub was built. On different devices, if I go to my SkyDrive Pro, it'll take me to the cloud-hosted web version or open up that program as a web app. Maybe if I'm using an Excel file, it would open up the Excel web app. But I can also follow tags, I can like, I can do everything that we've been talking about. And some of this might get a little repetitive, and that's on purpose, because all of these apps are supposed to do the same thing and optimize for the device that they're on. So I'm going to switch over, hopefully more effectively this time, and go to 2. There we go. Everybody see that one now? So this is HTC 8X, so a Windows phone, and everything you're seeing here is just going through just a very small emulator program on my desktop PC up here, but you're seeing it coming off of the live phone. It just has a cable that's going through the PC so that you can see it. And when you see my finger touch, you'll see that yellow circle. That just happens to be my finger, and if I touch it with 2, you'll see 2 fingers. So the SharePoint app that I'm going to launch here is pinned to my start screen. If I had a new mention or something come in, I would have a number count, and it also will flip over and let me know that I have a new mention or a new feed. But this is working off of that same tenant, and it's just refreshed to show just a couple of other actions that have come through. So this first pivot that you're seeing here is the following pivot. And again, you're going to see this across multiple devices, so I'll spend time here and on the iPad really going through a lot of the features. So here's Janet, here's Molly. You'll see that some of these have multiple portions of the discussion. So if I go into this discussion that Zarinka, Fabrice, and Paval are having, it's going to pull down all the information, whether somebody liked it, whether they've posted new. I'm going to go in here and add to the conversation. So I'm going to say SPC is great. And autocorrect. I'm also going to put in an at mention. So now you'll see when I go to at mention somebody, it's already going to be populated with either the people that I've mentioned recently, or if I pivot over, people that I'm following. So I'm going to bring in Bonnie to the conversation. And I'm going to say, let's meet at the pavilion. And then fire that one off. And that'll go into the fabric, and now on their end, they're going to receive this on their feed. And if they're on a different device, and again, I'm going to show you Zarinka when we get to the iPad, you'll see that there's that same information. So one of the things I want to intentionally do is to create a new post so that I can at mention Zarinka, and you'll see it on her device when we switch over there. So she's the person that I've been chatting with recently. And I'm going to ask her a question. So that should fire off to her inbox or her feed as a direct at mention. And the last thing that I'm going to do here, just from creating a post so that we can see a few things that I've done here, is I'm also going to create one with a picture. And I don't know if it's too easy to do, but can we bring the house lights up just real quick? And I'm going to post a picture, hopefully, of you. Or the light up there. We'll take a picture of the light. Yeah, I'm just going to see if we turn the flash off. And then in the front row, smile. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Okay, we'll take another one. And pretend that we actually are seeing the daylight outside. There's the beautiful Vegas sun. Hopefully it'll just be a distinct picture. So this is going to let me know that I have an attachment, and the long post of you, which of course is now just light, and that's going to add more to the conversation, so we'll let that go up. So the first pivot is following, and of course I can do all those actions on people that I'm following. If I want to pivot over and actually see everyone in the company, this is really anybody in my tenant or anybody who's on-premises connected to SharePoint. And these are all the different conversations. So obviously there's the post that I just had. Of course, it's going to come into the everyone feed. But as I go through here, some of the things that weren't on the following feed are people that I'm not yet following. So we see things from Garth, and we see things from other people I might not yet be following. The other pivot is if there's a new at mention that is at mentioning me. So again, this is other Mark that we're signed in as, or maybe this one I think we got signed in as Janet Shore. So if there had been an at mention of Janet Shore, you would see here where it says, at Janet Shore, hi. or somebody assigned you a new task. Obviously, it's not just the friendly social conversations that we're all having. There are actually real things that we do in SharePoint. So if somebody adds you to a task or adds you to a team site and wants you to work on that, you would have that come as an at mention feed. It also is a way that where people, if there are changes, you know, they might want to notify you of those changes. So another interesting pivot is the me pivot. So here's a little bit of information about what I've put into the global address list or what I put into my site about who Janet is. But what was really interesting, if I drill into people, and I want to go to see a little bit more about Sarah Davis, if I wanted to, I could stop following Sarah Davis. I could mention her. So the same paradigm, if I wanted to start a new conversation but have it pre-populate, it already gives me the at mention. And I'll just do a quick hi to Sarah Davis. Come on, wireless. So here I could obviously send an email or figure out what her work was and then learn a little bit more about what she's put into her information on her My site. I can also see people who are followers. So these are people who have chose to follow me and people that I've been working with recently. And again, that same paradigm of drilling in and being able to find out information about them. So here's where it gets interesting, and I'm going to save a little bit about what happens when I go from the following to the SkyDrive tab when we talk a little bit more about the Office Hub. But when I see this, this is the, if I were on a web page and I'd gone to a document library and chose to follow it, of course I would see it on the web page. I would see it when I go to my site, and now when I'm signed in with that same user account into the web app, or into this native app, I would see the documents that I'm following as well listed here. And when I launch them, it's going to take us over to the Office Hub, but I'm going to save that for a little bit. So that is the quick look at the Windows Phone. I'm going to navigate back just to the main page here. And hopefully, yep, there's refreshing. I'm just checking wireless. And then switch the conversation so we can talk a little bit about iPad and a little bit about iPhone. And hopefully you'll see a lot of similarities there, first in screenshot, but then when we take a look at what Zarinka is doing. So the slides, the way we designed them, was not to just do a feature dump at the very beginning, but really as an additive as we go across these different slides before demo, just to give you a sense that all these features, all the same things that you can do across devices, are things that you can do no matter which app you're using and certainly the platform that you're on. So just to add to the feature set and some of what you just saw, the way that you can pivot around the news feed, again, around people that you're following, everyone mentions. There's one pivot also for iPad around activities to just basically remind you everything you've done. You at mentioned so-and-so. You went and looked at that document and chose to follow it. So there's that activities feed as well. There's auto-completion around tags. You saw me do that around at mentions. But if I add a tag and then start typing M-A-R, it would say probably marketing and any other tag that had marketing in it. So if I can quickly, you know, choose that tag or that mention to save me if I'm typing on a small screen. I can choose to, if I come across a discussion where I've seen somebody that always has some really interesting things they're adding to the discussion, from the mobile device I can choose to follow them, and I can choose to stop following them, and I can do that in line in the feed or from their people tab as well. And then finally, you saw me, for the light in the sky, upload the pictures. Of course, you can do that on iPad as well. So let me switch over, and I'm going to take a quick sip. And hopefully, you're going to see Zarinka. So here is Zarinka, and she's been pretty active discussing things with Mary Jo Foley and Paul Thurrott and Mark Cashman. And so you'll see her news feed. She's following a lot of interesting people, more interesting than me. But she, see here, we actually on the iPad have a little bit more space than on the mobile phone. And certainly when you look at on other devices, the little bit more room that we have actually gives you that right-hand pane that helps you navigate through people you're following, documents you're following, and sites. And sites here is the news feed, following the news feed of a site, not necessarily navigating the site itself like a web browser. But the same paradigm, if I see here, here's the everyone feed. And if I go to mentions, hopefully because we mentioned Zarinka, this will come through. It's already there, actually. Actually, that's I'm cheating a little bit because that... okay, sorry. So I'm just being reminded that the first phone that I was showing you on is on a separate tenant, and Zarinka is on this separate tent. So a lot of the same people. So I'll navigate through a few other things. So this is if she were at mentioned, it would show up who at mentioned her, and of course the conversation. And then here's that activities feed of different things that she's done. So we were just playing around yesterday with Lidiani, who's playing Zarinka yesterday. And we just at mentioned her as if she was Zarinka, and there's the photo we took in the speaker room. All the different things that we chose so that we could make have Ron Miller and all these different people following Zarinka. As we find one of these that has multiple components to the conversation, you'll see that in line here we actually see the original post. You'll see the the video or the photo that will take a second here to render. I'm going to choose a different discussion just so you can. Add to one. So here's one with Garth, and I'm going to type in a new post, and you'll see that I'm going to say, what are we talking about here? Do you have time to meet with a customer next Wednesday? Yes. But can we bring them to our office? So this discussion, obviously, is just asking about bringing a customer, and I'm trying to post in and let him say, yeah, that would be fine. So Zarinka's now agreed, and hopefully we can bring that customer in. I'm also just going to add to the same discussion a picture as well, just so you can see it. And the other thing, when I pick it up, you'll see that we are also paying attention to the design paradigm. Oh, I knew what's going to happen. Hopefully that'll reconnect right away. There we go. So I'll try to be a little bit more careful. But as you notice, as I tip and we get the landscape and the portrait mode, it'll switch for you to show you the different view. So I'm just going to take a quick picture here and do a little less fat fingering. Again, of the light, I apologize. I'd love to take a picture of you. I'm going to use that, and we'll title this one accurately. And add that to discussion. So while that's working on posting, I'm going to navigate. Actually, I don't think I can leave until it's finished posting. There it goes. We'll go over to documents. So documents on the iPad are interesting. I'm not sure why we're... I'll stay in vertical mode just so it doesn't look funky for you. So here are the documents that I'm following. And on the iPad, we don't have yet the paradigm to navigate directly to your SkyDrive Pro. But what Jeff showed you yesterday was an app for SkyDrive Pro that we're building for Windows 8. And we're also working on one for iOS. But in the newsfeed app, we're focusing on just the content that you're following. So hopefully the demo gods are with me. This is going to launch the Safari browser, and it's going to open up that Excel spreadsheet in the Excel web app. And it may ask me to log in. And since wireless just seems to be a little slow, I'm not going to harbor on this too long, but here it comes. Yeah, it's going to ask me to sign in. So you're going to have to trust me there because I want to keep moving. But it just would have loaded up the Excel web app, and I, in line here, could have made an edit on the Excel web app. So let me navigate back to our app. And I still got to go into vertical. Sorry about that. So if I go into the backstage of the app, I can navigate also to people. And here are some of the people that Zarinka is following. Here's Jennifer Mason. And Jennifer, just yell out if you're in the crowd. If you don't know Jennifer Mason, she's a great person to get a little time with. She writes a lot for CMS Wire, so we added her as an attendant here so we could share with her some of this stuff later. But if I go into her card here, I obviously get a little bit of information, but that same paradigm of being able to pivot of what has Jennifer been up to. So here's a post, and of course she's been following a lot of documents and people. If I want to see the people that she's following, this is now just a pivot on the people that Jennifer's following. And everybody that's following her. And here's one thing that's a little bit different than a lot of apps on an iPad or iPhone, is you'll notice that I've been pivoting left and right, but I don't get to an end. I can actually keep on pivoting in a circular motion. So if you've played around with a lot of iPad or iPhone apps, you get to a point where you get to the end, and we focused on having it be a good user experience so you don't have to shuffle all the way back through, but you can just go right to the next thing. So that's one thing that we've done unique on the iPad and the iPhone. So again, if I wanted to go back And I'm going to show you one of the most uninteresting things about the demo, but really the sign-in, just so you're we're pretty transparent about what we're connecting to. So here's username and password, Zarinka at, and then this is the common name that you'll get off of Office 365, which is maybe a little hard to see in gray, but it says SP Reviewer, that's the tenant name, .onmicrosoft.com. If you have a vanity URL or a vanity domain, something like contoso.com, you would just plug that in, and of course Office 365 will know about that, or the way that you manage your authentication on premises, you would plug that in as well. The end user's password is what I plugged in here, and then all we're connecting to is a simple URL structure that is tenant name-my.sharepoint.com, and that's just hitting the My Site root up in SharePoint Online, and then once you sign in, everything that you've been doing online, or if you're just getting started, would automatically then pull down and populate right into the app. And I'm just going to show a few other things just in terms of clicking around. If I wanted to like, you'll see what that looks like here. It just says, now you like this. If I wanted to go in and go directly to somebody who's at mentioned Mary Jo Foley, it'll take me to Mary Jo's card. If I go in and want to view this tag, SPC2012, and I want to choose to follow it, I'm now following that tag, and anybody who puts in a hashtag, SP12, I'll now see that come through, and I'm just adding to my feed and being able to do it all when I'm working remotely and just navigating through no matter what device I'm on. So the other thing I want to show while we're talking about iPad is the iPhone as well, and hopefully, again, continuing with our lock, I need the number, lock code. So we're using everybody's devices. We all pooled together all of our own devices in addition to buying a few additional. So we all have different lock screens and sharing passcodes. So are you able to see that all right? So Lidiani was good enough to take a picture with her phone here recently. So everybody who's in the audience instead of the light, which is much more appealing. And Zarinka has already liked this, which is great. But the paradigm you see here, it changes a little bit because we're on a smaller screen. So we don't have the full left side of navigation. Obviously, if we pivot and navigate so you can see a little bit more, we're conscious of that. And I just clicked into the conversation. But if I pivot over, I go from the following people that I just like to pay attention to every once in a while, obviously, seeing everyone. And one thing you'll see here up in the upper right that's a little bit different than what I showed was the little number one, which means there's an at mention. Somebody's at mentioned me once. So if I click on that, or sorry, if I go into my mentions, I'll now see that there's a new at mention once it loads. I think one of the fascinating things about when you see does anybody actually get a sense that the spinning wheel is calming? Are you feeling calm? It's calming me right now. I prefer actually the dots of the Windows platforms. The dots are a little bit more soothing than the spinning wheel. So I'm going to move off of that, but certainly if an at mention had come through and we had good wireless activity, it looks like we've just sort of lost connectivity on this device. But some of the different ways you can get into the backstage, similar how we went onto the iPad, is here is more information for me to navigate through documents, which are kind of had been preloaded. And certainly with connectivity, if I had chosen to follow a new document, you'd see it show up here. And if I wanted to go to people I'm following, same paradigm, following, here's my followers. And then also we add the ability of search to be able to serve up people that it thinks we might be interested in. So again, this is probably not going to load, but you get a sense of suggested people. And then in the About Me, should look the same as what we saw. You can at mention yourself, call yourself, and email yourself, which is very important. Okay, so the last area that we wanted to get into was the Office Hub. But before that, I'm going to switch over and hopefully reemphasize something that Jeff said in the keynote. To hopefully, if you didn't catch it, we are right now making available the preview for Windows Phone. And so the Windows Phone Marketplace has a capability of publishing out a beta version. So we have the SharePoint Newsfeed preview app for Windows Phone, and we're trying to make it dead simple for you to get it here and try it. There's really two things you have to do. If you have a Windows Phone, you type in aka.ms/spwp, and that will resolve directly to where you install it. You'll just basically get to where you just click install. If you're on a PC, it'll take you to the PC version of the marketplace, and you can read a little bit more about the app and then install from there, and it'll send a signal to your phone to download that app. Works like any other app in terms of how you install it. We have another little bit longer short link. Is the aka.ms/wack SharePoint Mobile, and this will take you to a page that we've published that's out on our office.com that'll give you a little bit more information. A lot of it you're getting here, obviously, but if you want to send pointers to anybody for them to be able to download and install it, the second thing that you need is an Office 365 tenancy. It's your quickest way to get up so that you can actually have a social feed that you can connect to, and connecting to it is simple as entering your username and password in that URL that I showed you. And on the Windows phone, it's just a little bit of typing, and then the app will be bound to that user and their news feed. And you can do all the activity you want on the phone. You can go to your browser and sign in as that same user or as another user if you're wanting to do a little testing for your company. But we're really excited to get it, at least a version, one of the apps, available in preview, and certainly expect the others to come when we reach commercial availability next year. So before I move on, is there anybody that actually has already downloaded it and tried it? Because we put a little information. One? Couple? Yep. Great. If anybody has a loud shout, are you liking it yet, or has it worked for you? Excellent. Great. So I'll just point to a few people in the front here are actually on the engineering team that are working on that. So if you like it, or when you like it, or if certainly any feedback that you have, come to us. We really are here this week so that we can show you what we've been working on. And because we're at preview stage, if there's something that you have feedback on, we're here for that. And so last call out here is we have a lot of the phones and the devices also in the booth. So if you want to come by the pavilion, we're in the Microsoft area. And we just have a booth that's got all the devices. And we'll be racing down there to get these devices hooked up just so that we've got everything there to play with. So that is hopefully something that we can get you to go do. So the Office Hub has been in market for a while. So since Windows Phone 7, there's been a really great productivity experience on the Windows phones. And we do know that there are other devices out there, but certainly the way that the Windows Phone team has developed their operating system, there are different places we can plug into. And because Office is there natively, we can work with documents in a little bit of a different way. So they've changed a little bit of how they list things. If you have a Windows Phone 7, places is locations. This is a screenshot of a Windows Phone 8, which is now in market. So you can get those, and you'll see places and recent. Recent is one of the things that they've added that really across the whole Office suite, whether you're working in the app or in a browser on the desktop or on a phone, if you've been working on a document, you will see that recent document they've been working on is right there. So the paradigm is that we actually have a component on the phone that's embedded that we can actually send from the SharePoint app to go to your SkyDrive Pro, and that's what I'm going to show you next. So let's do this a little bit differently on this guy, so you can see a different phone. And hopefully this guy will warm up. So this is the Lumia 920, and this is just the app that we were just showing you. So I actually want to go, from the app, and I want to go into my Mi Pivot. And so this is really Other Mark. So Other Janet is what I was before. Now I'm Other Mark. And I just had to wait there a second because if this one wasn't going to be connecting, then I would hopefully not have to skip this one too. But anyway, there's information about me. And if I go into Documents, again, that first pivot is the following documents. So if I'm following what you have here, five Word documents, an Excel spreadsheet, and a PDF, if I click those, it'll take me over to the Office Hub. But what I think is really interesting is the integration that we have with the SkyDrive Pro and the Office Hub. And obviously, it's not very exciting on this pivot because it really is just a launcher to get us into the Office Hub. So since I'm signed in as Mark, it's going to take me over to the Office Hub directly to this folder of documents. And you'll see here it's refreshing review, but it's really this library that I want to go to in any way. But it's pulling down a lot of different information. It's pulling down blogs. If I wanted to go to the site, it's pulling down documents, and all the documents are folders inside of it. If there were forms and style libraries, maybe not for everybody, but it also pulls those through. So I'm going to focus on documents, and I'm going to go into that same folder that I showed you a little bit earlier that was just shared with everyone. And we're going to pull down this Q3 quarterly report. So now, this is a file that's stored in SkyDrive Pro and SharePoint Online. And it's just a Word document that was not created on the phone. It was created on the desktop. But it's saved to my SkyDrive Pro and now opening on the phone. So it's pulling it down, hopefully successfully. And we should see here a pretty nice but pretty basic. That's a really simple file. Let me pull something that's a little bit more interesting. This one should have some charts in it. Ooh, 3.5 megs. Let's see how fast it goes. I always think of this as like somebody's taking my blood pressure and they're and it's pumping and my veins are about to pop. I want to get to this document so badly. 1 megabyte to go. Hopefully it's worth it. And okay, there we go. So it's still opening. There's still some things, but it's no trickery. Obviously, this is something stored in the cloud. I have a Wi-Fi or a cell connection, and I also have a nice app on the phone that I can use if I wanted to go zoom in. If I wanted to make a change, I could certainly do that. And on the phone, there's also a lot of new things they're doing around finding and sorting. So there's a lot of work that they're done. Not just the Office Hub is a lot of things. It's the Office mobile apps. It's also where you find SkyDrive. And I'll actually navigate to the Office Hub itself so you can see a little bit about what it looks like. But that's just accessing a file. I wanted to open up something that was a little bit more interesting. We'll see if this is not too big so that you can see how it maintains the fidelity. So in Excel, obviously, cells and information, if there were charts and data, you would see that as well. And here we go, a little bit more interesting. We've got a photo in there and a little bit more about some of the plans that we're working on. And then you'll see actually an embedded chart. And, you can zoom in and you can see things real rich. And, the more you zoom in, it gets really clear. So we're optimizing for accessibility as well in the Office Hub. And that's true for both SharePoint and Office, for different visual impairments or just for the sake of somebody put it in a small font and you wanted to read it. So we focus a lot on accessibility, and that's true for the mobile phone as well. But if I go up level, so now I'm in my SkyDrive Pro, that particular folder. Now I see the two folders. If I go one level up, and actually, sorry, I wanted to go to my start screen so that I can actually show you the Office Hub, and that's this tile right here. When I click into the Office Hub, there's a few things going on here. So I have documents that I've created on my phone, or I can create a new document on my phone. I also have a pivot where if I've opened up an attachment from an email, I'd be able to see all those files. If they're still on my device, I'd be able to see those if I remembered, I actually got that as an attachment. It's a pivot on anything that I've opened as an attachment. And then there are two SkyDrives. So there's SkyDrive, which is this phone has multi-personality. So sometimes it looks at me and thinks it's Ann Weiler, and sometimes it looks at me and thinks it's Other Mark. So Ann Weiler is signed in here from a Microsoft account perspective, which programs it to bring in her SkyDrive consumer account, and here's that folder of content. And then what we were just looking at here was that SkyDrive at Microsoft folder. Down here, the one we were looking at was the one for Mark Cashman. And you can open up multiple SkyDrive folders. You can open up multiple team site folders, which is right here. If I drill into this, this is just a folder on a team site. And then if I pivot over, you can see things that I've been accessing recently. So here is the services launch, the sales analysis, and that really, really interesting doc, the Q3 quarterly report with the one line of text. But it's very important because I'm going to add to it later, I promise. So there's the pivot of the recent. The one thing that's also changed on the Office Hub really has very little to do with SharePoint unless it's OneNote stored in the document, is now the Windows team actually has abstracted the OneNote app as an individual app of its own. Once you've clicked into a OneNote app, it was kind of its own application from the Office Hub, but they're actually delivering it so that they can iterate it on it a little bit faster with a lot of the emphasis and momentum we're seeing from the OneNote people using it. Getting that app extracted outside of the Office Hub was pretty important. And for the SharePoint team, if you have a OneNote that's now in the paradigm of an embedded OneNote in a team site, so a team notebook, if you click on it from a web browser and you open up that OneNote, it'll just open up and it'll store it now and sync it so that if you want to access that OneNote file, the value of OneNote is being able to take it wherever you want. It's just now done through that individual app. And that is a quick take on the Office Hub. Where I wanted to spend a little bit more time on, and then I'm going to try to see if we can get Android working again. Do we have success? Okay. So we'll go back and take a look at a browser. But just to spend a little time on everything we've been talking about from a supportability matrix that we put together. So the native apps that we're working on are for three main platforms. And just reiterating them. Oh, switching over. Apologize. Thank you. So now you can see the support matrix. Some of you might have been playing the matrix in your mind, dodging bullets and everything. So here is the support matrix for Windows Phone and Windows 8 and iOS. And certainly we do have a focus on Android. And what we're able to share is that we do have plans for what we can deliver as a native app on Android. But at the same time that we launch the main first three, the experience for Android users, both on phone and Slate, will be through the Chrome browser, the native Chrome browser. And typically with browsers, we don't have the full support matrix here, but from a browser perspective, it's typically the main browser that ships with the OS is where we spend most of our time testing. And we've published already what our support matrix was going to be for 2013 working against these different devices. And on some platforms, you have two browsers. So on the Surface or on a regular Windows 8 PC, you have both the immersive browser, which is launched from the start screen, or if you start from the desktop, you'd be launching desktop IE, of course, desktop Safari, Chrome, and other. So we focus on testing all those browsers as well across all the devices. And certainly in the PC market and on the Mac market, we have multiple browsers that we're testing on the single operating system. So this is where we're headed in terms of initial commercial launch. We'll have these three apps that we're aiming to have in the marketplaces. Certainly we have to go through the same submission process as any application out there, both for Windows Marketplace, for the Apple Store, and for the Windows Marketplace. And we don't get any special privileges. We've actually published a few for the preview that didn't pass the muster, and we just had to make sure to then make sure we had the right privacy statement. We had to make sure we had the right code that isn't going to invade and corrupt anything or malfunction. So you can expect that the same rules and regulations that everybody who creates apps on these different platforms, we abide by those, and we're doing our best to make sure that we're going to be in those stores, but obviously through the rules and regulations that they have. So before I move to just a little bit of Q&A, I'm going to hopefully, successfully, move to Android here and do a quick little switch. If you can let me know when you see that. Is that bright enough? It's kind of a darker page, so we're going to move from that and go to a bookmark page. Back to the news feed where we started. Hopefully off to the races. What do you think the chances are? We're in Vegas. What are the bets? What are the odds? Oh, here we go. Okay, so we're really just trying to get back to where we started. But obviously you've seen a lot of this information. There's a lot of the pictures that we've been posting. And this is obviously just rendering it from a desktop browsing experience. So if I had made that choice, you can see full navigation. You can see the at mentions. But where I'm going to go from hopefully you've got it bookmarked here, is off of my site. I'm going to go into the different sites and navigate to just a regular team site, hopefully. Oh, sorry. You know, this is actually taking us right to where we were before, and I'm going to drill into a document library. Okay. apologize. I am mentally challenged for just a second here in trying to remember the site that I wanted to hit. Yeah, just seeing if, because we had tried to cheat and add a good bookmark, but it obviously doesn't seem to be working for us. And all right, well, we're going to move on. And I apologize for that. But a lot of what we saw in the screenshots is what I was hoping to demo there. And I will work on that so that if you come by the booth, we'll have a much better demo experience. Just getting to quick wrap before we do any questions that you have. We certainly want to be able to answer any that you have or down at the pavilion. But we are intending to bring to market and certainly are reviewing a lot of different platforms, starting and focusing on some of the major platforms from a Windows perspective and from an iOS perspective. The native apps, when you get them, you will have a dependency whether you've got SharePoint on-premises, SharePoint online. And the installation of them from the app perspective should be easy. The other thing we want to emphasize is there's no cost to the app. So there is no purchase of the app. It's a free app that obviously has a dependency on a service. But are there any questions that have come up? I apologize for a little bit of demo demons. But hopefully, from a question perspective, I'll certainly address anything that you have. The question was, will these apps work with SharePoint 2010? The answer is no. They work focused on the news feed that's SharePoint 2013. So great question, but the answer is no.
Hey, Mar, can you hear me?
Yeah. Can we bring the house lights up as well? Go ahead. Correct? Yep.
Hello.
Yep, so we don't have a whole lot to share in terms of roadmaps of the native apps, but the three apps that we're working on that go a little bit beyond what I talked about. So there's the SharePoint newsfeed app. There's the SkyDrive Pro app. There's also a BI app that we're working on that you can go see in the pavilion down there. But certainly as we think about what are we going to add next to the SharePoint newsfeed app, does it become a little bit more holistic? Does it go beyond social? Is there another paradigm where we can deliver it with just as an individualized app of its own? We've chosen to go the route of the app focused on a single workload, so social. And then certainly with SkyDrive Pro, the focus on documents. In the Windows Phone, we already had it as an embedded part of it. But if there's another paradigm, there will also be third parties that already have good applications out there that we're not trying to take over and take away their business. We also have in the past had a program called SharePoint Workspace, and we're actually going to be providing a patch to SharePoint Workspace 2010. Just to be transparent, there is not a SharePoint Workspace 2013, but there is a SharePoint Workspace 2010, and we're going to be putting out a patch so that 2010 Workspace works against SharePoint 2013 as well. And that's true for online or on-prem. So you'll have the ability if you have those components. It's a bit of a matrix depending on what you're trying to accomplish, but we're trying to optimize for the workload so the app isn't an overload. And you also see that like what the Outlook team is doing. From a web apps perspective, there's an Outlook, there's a calendar app, there's a mail app, you know, and that's just a general direction that we're all going. Good question. Yeah, right here. Yeah, so what we tried to get running for you, and we have a really, really early build for both ARM and Windows 8. So the device that I had up here that we just decided to take off the stage, but we do have it so you can kind of see, like we're starting, the live tile is there. But the support for RT will be an immersive app in the Windows 8 start experience that would launch as any app, when you're in Windows ARM. It would be the same experience on a Windows 8 PC, because it really is the same start experience. But to install it on a Windows RT today, we're sideloading it from a developer's perspective off of a USB key, which is, of course, not the way that we're going to deliver it. But we'll publish it to the store, so in the marketplace, you'll be able to type in SharePoint when you go to the store, load it from there, and it'll install and run like any other, whether you're on RT or not. But it will be a specific build for RT so that it obviously will run. And where we're at now, it loads, but it doesn't connect to the feed. So we're getting there. But yes, good question, because it feels different, but it really is the same thing because it's the same app. When you use our newsfeed app on a Windows 8 PC, not RT, it's still the experiences from the start screen. It's an immersive app. It is no different from an end user experience.
Question from the mic.
Yeah.
Could you discuss the future or what you're seeing with the Yammer client?
Yeah.
And then this app that goes into SharePoint, I guess, but the integration there?
I can talk a little bit about what I think I'm hearing. Certainly, we haven't built any tight integration from a true news feed and a SharePoint Conversations integration. Before I answer, is there any way we could get the house lights up? If there's anybody on the light system, it's a little hard to see who's talking, and eye contact is important. So give me 1 second if we can get the lights. If not, I'll continue here in a second. So a lot of the information they shared at the keynote, and they're going to go a little bit further in some of the Yammer sessions. And to be honest, was it the question over here? Okay, thank you. I'm just trying to look in the right way. So, of course, the Yammer acquisition, a lot of what they showed you in the keynote was some of the early integration that we're going to be working on first. And a lot of that is that SkyDrive Pro integration. With single sign-on, the ability to get from Yammer over back into Office 365 or SharePoint on-premises. The thing that will take a little bit longer, and I really don't know when or how long, but I know that the team is reviewing plans on is there going to be a unified news feed. But the tricky part of it is there's a lot of customers invested in the way that Yammer does things. And so you can have great discussions in Yammer and have links or documents that will take you into SharePoint where we do great collaboration. So we think Yammer will be our front end to great discussions, and certainly that will get more and more capable in terms of how you work with lists, libraries, documents, and just put them into the discussion. But when you actually get to the document, you're actually working on it, when you start to apply things like workflow or checking things in or assigning tasks or just version control, being able to have that document backed up and you know, if you delete it, you can delete it from Yammer, but you really go into SharePoint to recover it. We do think that Yammer will become where we do discussions long-term over time, and SharePoint is really going to focus on where you do collaboration, whether that's projects, tasks, documents. The exact roadmap, I got to let other people go a little bit more granular on. They're sharing that here. But I do think that you know, today you can invest in both SharePoint newsfeed or the Yammer's discussions. And we don't hear a lot of companies doing both, but sometimes we're changing the game a little bit where now by default people in Office 365 will get Yammer. And it'll be interesting to see in an interim what people start to use. But as we start to integrate and being able to move those over, I think there's a little bit more information that others will share probably a little bit deeper. And from an apps perspective, there is a Yammer app, and it's great. And there's a SharePoint newsfeed app, and it's great. And they are very distinct in the services that they connect to. And that's where we're at today. Any other questions?
Oh. Other question also from the mic.
Okay.
Are you okay with that?
Just looking, they said the lights are controlled from up here, but I won't waste too much time looking for where, because I didn't. Sorry.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, question around SkyDrive Pro.
Yep.
And I'm not totally clear on how that is supported in apps on the different devices. So is it an app? Is it part of the SharePoint app on the iPad and iPhone, or how does it work?
Yep. So no, it's not a part of the SharePoint newsfeed app.
Okay.
What we showed in the keynote yesterday was a Windows 8 version of the SkyDrive Pro app.
Okay.
And similar, if you've used SkyDrive or not, it's an app that when you launch it, it gives you a window into your content stored in SkyDrive Pro. Thank you.
Yeah, here I am. Hi.
Yeah, now I see you. So the app will give you access to be able to navigate through the folders and files.
Okay,
and when you launch them, it'll launch it in the various Office web apps.
Okay, so there's no app for iPad on iPhone?
Sorry, there is. So what we okay. I was just finishing. What we showed yesterday was the SkyDrive Pro app on Windows 8,
yeah.
And we'll also be delivering at the same time a SkyDrive Pro app on iOS.
Okay.
But they'll be very similar.
Yeah,
and the last thing I actually meant to add to the I think I said it during the talk, but from a Yammer and SharePoint integration, the teams are sharing the same design paradigm. So the Yammer app will look like the SharePoint newsfeed app and vice versa.
Okay.
Obviously, you can kind of see where the trend would go from there. But absolutely, we're focused on Windows 8 and iOS, and you know, hope to in the future to announce more of what we're doing around Android, around SkyDrive Pro or document management.
So just to clarify, there's no offline capabilities on the iOS app, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
So in V1, where we're at and what we're bringing to market initially, the concept of offline would be focusing on the, if you have a Windows PC, where you can sync down with the with the folder sync client. And certainly working towards the future so that we, you know, can, across multiple devices, platforms, whether they're laptops or devices, mobile devices, trying to get it the right, like, what do you need? And certainly we're listening to the feedback of what people want.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. You're welcome. Question? Yeah, so what I think you saw, what you're referring to, is a feature called Site Mailbox. You could also just attach to a regular document library, and you can take that offline with Outlook. So there is ability to take documents. When you get to the editing part, it's dependent on what you have on the device to do the editing. And in the case of a Windows PC, that's easy. You might have Office, or it'll instantiate the Office web apps. But what he was showing was there's your regular inbox, and then there's a site mailbox, and the site mailbox includes also documents from that site library of that site, and they just look like they're emails that come in as attachments. And I think one of the demos he did was there was an attachment that came in as an email, and if you right click, you can move that into your team site using Outlook as sort of the navigation tool. But if I just subscribe to a site mailbox, I'll see any messages that will go to the actual mailbox. That mail's in Exchange. But I'll also see the folders and files that are coming from SharePoint from that same team site. So I'll get to see mail and documents in line, but natively stored where they should be. Especially when you start to work with the documents, you know, reading an email, replying it, you know, making a meeting out of a email, even if it comes from the team site or you've dragged it in there. Same with the documents. If you're wanting to get into then following a document or editing a document, or moving a document, you can delete from Outlook and it'll disappear from the team site as well. It's really just a window into that document library. But yes, it is. That's what you saw. Sort of. So SharePoint Workspace is a little bit of a tough decision that we made. So there is SharePoint Workspace 2010. So if you have Office 2010 Pro, you'll have SharePoint Workspace. The patch that we're going to be putting out there at around commercial availability will make it so that that same version, you don't have to buy anything new or worry about it disappearing, will work against SharePoint 2010 and SharePoint 2013 and SharePoint Online. So the functionality that it enables is the taking documents offline, but also lists, and the ability to fill out a form offline. So again, there's the call was to not deliver that as a continued app because we're starting to build a lot of these native apps. And getting started on those means the focus of certain apps, you know, maybe isn't lists. And to be honest, a lot of the metrics that we looked at and how they were being used, the big focus is on was on content. And the big ask was, I don't want it to be something that's a big install that I have to deploy to everybody. So now it's just a really, really thin client, easy to install. And it just does the folder syncing in the background, but native to your Explorer, native to your file directory, not within a program. So there's trade-offs, but to be very honest, there is no SharePoint Workspace 2013. If you install the highest version of Office 2013, it's just not there. And that was a conscious decision, and we think it's going to be tough for a little bit, but then you know, as we're getting ramped up on some of the other things that we'll deliver, or are already delivering, we hope to not have lost a lot of functionality. You're welcome. Yeah. So the question was, is the newsfeed search available on the mobile browser? And the focus for us on search is the what you have locally on your phone to be able to search. Being able to search from phone to service, whether it's through your newsfeed or documents, is won't be a part of version 1. But we're very conscious of it. We're also conscious of what your user experience is. And getting that right is a choice that we made to hold off on that for V1. Oh, a little clarification. So a quick clarification just for anybody who I just misstated. There will not be local search in V1 unless you're on a navigating on a browser, which, of course, you're then fully in a SharePoint page experience. Sorry about that. That shouldn't be when you're, yeah. Yeah, we'd love to know about what that experience is. But if you're seeing it in desktop view, it should be no different, the experience of being able to go into the search box and search. Yep. Yeah. Nope, it'll work with both SharePoint Online and SharePoint On-Premises. The SharePoint On-Premises, we actually have a session that focuses on how to set up and configure. If you're going to deploy on-premises, it does have a little bit of configuration and setup on your end. Because in online, we have a unique gateway that we deploy on the behalf of everybody for SharePoint Online. So you really just sign in with your username and password. But on-prem, we've got firewalls and other things you need to consider for, but they are built for both. Yeah. Or sorry, let me go over here and then back. Yeah. Support for video. If you put a video into the news feed, on the mobile, I've never done it, So you can embed a video in a regular news feed, and the feedback Lydia audience is giving is it would first render a JPEG of it or an image of it, and we're working on how we can get a play experience. Yeah, and across different app platforms, whatever their paradigm is, when you click the video to watch it, you know, obviously if it does allow that, then that's what we would work towards. Not in what we're working on for V1 right now. When you take a picture, the focus is a picture. Even the SMS systems, I think, have punted on video in their initial release. Not that we wanted to punt on that. But yeah, our focus is take a picture and upload a picture, not a video. Yep. Yeah. Is there a native app for BlackBerry? Currently, no. But I believe it is a part of our support matrix to be able to test against the native BlackBerry browser, which is good. But we are not yet developing for BlackBerry. So I think the room's pretty empty. I appreciate your time. Again, sorry for the demo demons, but go try the app and get on it.